western ocean juts a spire of naked savage rock. Upon the rock, a faded wooden lighthouse stands alone. Inside the tower, two lighthouse keepers tend the light that warns the passing ships away. See them safely to port in the night. The lighthouse was so isolate that the keepers had to wait for months before the cutter came to bring a fresh replacement crew. They manned the tower two by two, lest one should fail, the other would be there to see the long ship through. Cooped up on a lonely rock with just the ticking of the clock through weather fair or foul, passing ships on the horizon, counting out the days they had to wait for the boat to take them home. Forced to live and work beside, the pair would not see eye to eye. And when ashore were often heard descending into angry words, these words would sometimes come to blows, yet neither penitence would show. Then came the day that one did cry that he would see the other die. So he spoke those fateful outside. The wind rose to a howling gale. The other said, "I don't feel well." Indeed, his face was fever drawn and pale. He took himself to bed and left the one to tend the spinning light that ticked like whirring clocks reflecting on the rocks below. Till time to change the watch and rouse the other from his bed. Except the other, he was cold and dead. Housekeepers dancing.